Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, and yes, darn sexy people. Well, guess where I'm coming to you from today? Beautiful Toronto, and it is beautiful today. It's been all rainy and yucky, but it's really pretty today. From an old Buddhist temple where we are holding a horror show. I don't know. That dichotomy does not escape my humor, and it seems to sum up who I am really well. So we had just a really fun and glorious time on Friday with a lot of our clients and people of the community that came and met me at my hotel in Toronto. We thought we were going to sit around for an hour, and it turned into three. And we covered some pretty interesting things that came up. Wasn't our intention, but you know how that goes. And one of the big things that, interestingly, was on a lot of people's minds, I say interestingly because everybody else there was Canadian, was our election that's coming up and the politics and how it's affecting everyone in the world, not just in my country. And I want to urge all of you that are in America, vote, because if you don't vote, then you become less significant. And we started asking really what the purpose, what the importance of voting and the whole situation was. And they took it right to the yin-yang, the importance of making a choice, that it's that yin and yang really are prevalent because on this plane, you need to know how to make a choice, and therefore you need to have choices to make. So after you make a choice, it's imperative then that you take action around the choice you make. To sit in your home and go, well, I believe blah, blah, and I want blah, blah to win, and I want the blah, blah party to win, without going and taking action around what your choice is not completion of anything. That's like sitting and going, gosh, I wish I'd start that blog, or I wish I had put out a lot of submissions for jobs. I'm thinking about it, and I know what I want to do, but I haven't taken any action about it. Doesn't matter. So voting is kind of a metaphor for life. You have to choose what you want, and then you have to take action around doing that. And then we went to President Trump, whom a lot of people at the meeting were in reaction to. But the channel said, look, the pony in President Trump is that he has gotten people involved. He has awakened a lot of people who didn't take time to make a choice and certainly didn't follow through with action. And that's why we're seeing record numbers of people already voting and signed up to vote for this very, very important election. So if you're a part of this community and you practice what we preach, you better get your little batukases over to those polling places. Make sure you're registered. Make sure, you know, you have created the time in your day, that you have researched what you want to do, and know that you count. Because if you think you don't count and you don't vote, then you get to count less. Okay, I keep thinking that they keep telling me a lot more about this is going to come in different and various ways in the show. But right now, it may get a little loud here too, so just bear with me because we're rocking and rolling right outside this beautiful office that they very kindly let me use here. So we're going to start with the callers, and Davina, we're going to go with you. Davina in Arizona. Hi, you're on.
Good morning, Dee.
Good morning, baby.
You in your NCIS thing, and you are wonderful.
Oh, thank you, sweetheart. Thank you for watching.
So to start it off, very interesting of the topic. I 4 months ago moved to Arizona based on this one person I knew in Arizona, and thought I would be staying in that situation for another 8 months. And you know, all of a sudden, you know, this week it's like, no, we need to part separate ways. And so then I come to a choice of, well, what do I do? And so, you know, so basically at this point, you know, and that was the thing, is what I needed was help. So I got out and I tried to find help. So take an action. So then there's an opportunity for me to stay with somebody. You know, I'm wanting to get a feel if this is going to be a good situation, or whether I should be looking more, or even once, you know, leaving the state, or what.
Okay, so my pendulum just kept going to no on almost everything you said, Davina. So I want you to direct yourself to balance yourself. Pop your fingers toward your eyes in case you're switched. I want all of us to come forward to claim, before we even start, I am, and I am connected to the highest information, the highest knowledge, and the highest understanding. They say you're not asking the right question. You're not asking, what do I want to create? You are kind of waiting to see what works out. And you are kind of, well, the highest word is using other people to be your guidance as to where you're going, instead of you getting quiet and saying, no, this is absolutely what I want to create. So what do you want to create, Davina?
More than anything at this point is stability.
Okay. So I want to know the highest thing that's keeping you from taking action on your stability. Sheets, book, give me a song.
Over the Rainbow.
Okay. So whenever they give me Over the Rainbow, it's always about, I can't have it now. You know, somewhere over the rainbow in the future, I can have it. But when we do that, guys, whenever we get to the future, we're still singing somewhere over the rainbow. So the future jumps again into a later place. So we just keep jumping further and further, further into the future. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay. So I am claiming stability right now. That's what you want to claim, right? And now we're going to a core belief. So hang on. I wonder if you can hear all the commotion. Hang on. I'm getting to the core beliefs here. Slowly but surely. This page, here, here, nine. You don't have time for me, so I'm leaving you, except that is your perception of the rest of the world, that they, the world, doesn't have time for you, so everybody leaves you. Can you look back in your life and see how that plays out in your life?
To some degree.
Okay, well, let's take this particular instance that happened to you. You moved to Arizona to be with somebody, right?
Just to find stability and didn't know where else to go.
Well, the stability is within you, Davina. It's not someplace else. It's not a place you go. Stability is within you. And wherever you are, wherever you go, there you are.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they want. You've got to take time for you. You've got to take time to create you and show up for you. Do you understand? I have time for me, and I always show up for me around what I want to create for me. That's where you want to put your focus on right now. That's what the direction of the God of you, that's what you want to give that. Do you understand?
I think
so. I'm taking time for me. I'm deciding what I want. I am claiming stability, that I'm creating that for myself. And I'm going to get all of me on board to be stable within myself so that I bring this into the reality of my life. And then you attract the people that help you create stability because you are coming from the electrical charge of stability. Okay?
Got it.
Okay, good. Because there's nothing else they're giving me. So start with you, baby, and attract it to you instead of looking out there going, oh, where is it out there? I don't know where to go. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Love you. Thanks. All right, Emily in California, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, baby.
It's just amazing continuing to move fully into my expansion. And today
Gritty.
I want to ask about, yeah, woohoo. In the past, I have created cycles of debt, and I'm looking to be completely free of that pattern moving forward. Is there anything
okay, stop.
I still need
stop
to...
right there. Yes. Okay. So this is a pattern. It's a pattern that you keep repeating. Now, I keep hammering this to you guys. If you don't want debt, then you focus on affluence. You focus on flow. You focus on always having enough. You don't focus on getting rid of debt. Because that tells your brain to think about debt. But that's what you're doing. If you go back and listen to the show, you'll hear the words you said. Okay.
Okay. It's interesting.
Go ahead.
Yeah. So I feel like my attention has been on money flow. Recently, I was encouraged to attend some 12-step meetings for Debtors Anonymous, which I've been doing over the past couple weeks.
Great.
Yeah, it feels like a very positive step. And I'm aware that there's a certain focus on debt in those meetings.
Yes.
And so
yes.
I'm wanting to be really clean about this.
Yes. So, you know, I have been a spokesperson for alcoholics, children of alcoholics. And as a healer, I think we have more information that can expand what they do even more, Emily.
Yeah.
So I go to Debtors Anonymous to be aware of what my pattern is, to be aware of what my triggers are, to learn more information about myself, and I define me as someone who constantly and consistently creates the flow of money, that handles my money really well. Because to continue to say I am a debtor doesn't work ultimately, I don't think. So
I agree.
You can go to learn the tools and to learn the triggers and the patterns that you fall into, and then use our work to create the positive statements and brain focus that you want. Do you understand?
Absolutely.
Okay. That's the best of all worlds, if you can do that.
Yep. And so,
okay, they want to give you your biggest thing around what this pattern is about. This page here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I'm not supposed to be here and I don't belong. Who told you you weren't supposed to have money? Or who modeled for you that they weren't supposed to have money?
My mom.
Okay. So you know where it came from.
Yep.
You bless her. And you tell your little girl, please acknowledge me now, because this is not what we want. We're creating a life where we are always in control of our money and where we know that we are supposed to be having everything that we want and handling it well. We have the right to do that. That's what we're supposed to be. We're supposed to be here. We belong knowing this.
Yes.
Okay.
I feel like there's an underlying some guilt to clean up around that. Guilt of having.
Well, that would be the guilt of moving past your parents, honey.
Okay. Yeah.
You know?
Got it.
I mean, living or dead, they don't want to hold you in their limitations, believe me. They wish they didn't have their limitations.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So there's no greater joy for a parent than to see their kids succeed beyond them in every way.
Beautiful.
Okay.
Yeah.
So give yourself
awesome. Thank you.
Give yourself permission and take your little girl along with you. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks.
You bet. Miss Iris, what's up?
Oh, Dee, there has been so much going on lately. A lot of like intense emotional stuff coming to the surface with my partner. Not totally sure what that's about. But,
well, you know, sometimes stuff has to come to the surface, just like in a wound or a pimple, you know.
Yeah.
The crap has to come to the surface in order to be released and to heal. And that's what's going on now. But you definitely need some guidance about this. Hold on. Sheets, book, song. Give me a movie, baby.
Remember the Titans?
Okay. It's about struggle.
Uh-huh. There's a lot of it right now.
Well, yes, there's a lot of it so that you can learn to let go of it.
Yeah.
You're struggling against letting go of struggle, and so is your partner. You've come together to explore this together. Do you understand?
Yeah, I'm so ready for things to be easy.
I get a yes on that, but when I say your partner is, I get a no.
Okay.
So that's always a...
He's really into, you know, being practical and being like, well, what's our budget and how much money do we have coming in and how do we achieve these goals in like a really concrete, tangible way, which is good. Like, we need that. I want that. I don't want to resist that. At the same time, I find it is it's such a weak area for me to even think that way that it creates this friction. And then,
why is it a weak area for you to think that way? You just said you want it.
Yeah.
So which is it? You want it or you don't want it? Or is that the struggle?
I think that it has a lot to do with, I've realized, hiding my own truth from myself out of a self-preservation kind of coping mechanism.
Okay, but see, Iris, you're just playing a big game with yourself, honey. So you're telling me that really what you've said here is that I know exactly what the problem is and I'm fighting myself and I don't want to, but I'm going to so that I can create some drama here. So do you want to keep playing that game or not?
No, I...
Okay, well, then don't. Stop it.
It brings up a whole lot of fear when I think about just being like practical, like doing these practical adult things.
Well, let's see what the fear about being a practical adult is about. But give me a song.
Joy to the World.
Yeah, okay. So I'm going to your dad, and I believe he modeled for you in some very weird way when you were a child that he got his joy out of struggling.
Absolutely, 100%.
Okay, well, so you know where you got it from. You know that's not what you want. You know, he modeled that for you, so your little girl is going, well, no, Daddy said we have to struggle if we're going to be happy. Because then we can feel really good about ourselves, you know, if we win over the struggle.
Right.
But that gets exhausting.
It's awful.
It's very much an ego thing. Absolutely.
Yes.
So give up. Can you just give up and accept that's not what you want? I honor you, Dad, and that's not the way I'm going to create me.
Yes, that sounds good.
We hold on to these things because we think we're going to dishonor our parents. It's not dishonoring them. It's making our own choice. They wish they could make a choice. They don't know as much as we do.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So you have to give yourself permission and bring your little girl along and go, look, we love Daddy and we honor Daddy. But we're not going to make the same decisions and choices as Daddy.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
All right.
That sounds good. Thank you, Dee.
Get going. You bet.
Okay.
Yeah, seriously. Come on, Iris. Sandra in Colorado. Hi, honey. You're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, babe.
I've missed you guys the last couple of weeks, so it's nice to be here with you and the channel and everybody.
Good. Welcome back.
I just wanted to share that, you know, I've been on this roll ever since the Fun, Focus, and Fruition thing, and the miracles just, like, they're showing up. And it's so cool. And what I've realized that I wanted to share with everyone, if it would be okay with you, just as a blessing to the community, is that I've been working with some particular flower essences that it's been revealed to me. They've also had a really pivotal, they've been a huge part of these changes. And what I'm feeling led to do with your blessing, if it would be okay, is anyone that would like to have a session that would be complimentary, I would like to offer people, I use muscle testing or, you know, remotely test with dowsing to zero in on what essences could potentially move our whole community, but on an individual level, or, you know, on further through this stuff, because it's literally catapulted me. I mean, I've used essences for a while, but some of these new ones I'm working with are
Well,
Sandra,
I don't
usually endorse things for individuals, for people,
mm-hmm.
Because there's so many people working with so many modalities in the community. But if you are offering this as a complimentary thing, and how do you see that happening? What's your website? Do you have a website?
I actually don't have a website right now. My services would be completely complimentary and gifted from love. And the only thing is the essences do have to be purchased.
Well, then it's not complimentary, baby.
Okay.
Your service putting it together is complimentary, right?
Yes.
But okay.
Yes. Well, the second time would be complimentary.
If anybody is interested in following up, what's your email?
My email is Parks, like my last name, Parks, 15914 at SBC, like Sam Boycat, global.net.
Okay, so if anybody's interested, knowing that her time to figure out what essence is correct for you is complimentary and you would have to purchase that, you follow up on your own. And I do want to remind everybody now, the core to this work is as you believe, it is delivered to you. As you believe, it is delivered to you. So if you have a belief in essential essences and have worked with them, you might want to follow up on this. Absolutely. Okay, Sandra, thank you, darling, for that offering. I'm sure you'll have some people take you up on that.
Well, I just want everyone to be able to grow to like to the maximum level for where they are. So thank you, Dean.
Absolutely. That's
okay.
What we're all claiming for ourselves, right? The massive massive expansion. And that's very gracious of you, Sandra. Thank you, darling. All right. We are going to Anna in North Carolina.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, baby.
I have a rental house. It's been on the market since probably February, March. And I have been working with the claim it's sold, the money's in my account, and focusing on already having it. And I was just wondering if the channel can tell me if I'm doing...
The first thing I heard, Anna, was you don't want to let go of it. There's some little, very hidden, buried part of you that doesn't want to let... There's a memory there. What's the memory associated with the house?
Wow, I can't, it's always been an investment. I did the remodeling myself, but it's always
that's
been...
That's where we're going. We're going to the remodeling, and the remodeling, correct me, but this is what I'm hearing, really empowered you. It was an exercise that where you said to you, boy, Anna, you're creative and you're powerful and you did this.
Wow.
Well,
how do I release that?
Well, talk to me. Are we on? Is that correct? Are you feeling into that?
It is resonating. But not to the point of not wanting to let the house go.
Well, usually, and this is the case in this, as soon as you understand what's been holding you back, you've got to know that experience of empowerment is already yours. It's already a part of your energy. And by letting the house go, will not dissipate that experience for you at all. The experience goes with you. Okay. That being said, they're giving me the number 10. Has anybody suggested to you that you discount the house $10,000, or has it been 10 months? Let's see. What'd you say? March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November. Well, December, if it was up in March, December, so maybe in December now, if it's 10 months, I would look toward December to have it be released. It's more about that than money. That's a statement, yeah.
It's more about...
Okay. It's more about the 10 months. They were giving me 10, and I don't get numbers very often. So 10 months from March is December. End of November, December, I would be ready to let it go.
Okay. Cool. All
okay,
right.
Now, when I say, do you believe that, I get a no, Anna.
Yeah. Wow.
So do you want to believe it or not? Because as you believe, that's what you're going to create.
Hell yeah. I've been claiming the money's in my account. The house is sold. The money's in my account.
Well, I know, but words and energy have to go together. So move
how do
into,
I shift that?
Well, just move into loving selling that house. The feeling of love and sharing it. That wonderful remodeling and that beautiful thing, sharing it and bringing joy to another family. Get into the experience of it, baby, and send that out. That's the charge you want to send out.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. Cool.
All right.
Thanks so
call
much,
me when
Dee.
It's, call me when it goes bye-bye, okay?
You bet I will.
Okay. All right. We're going to area code 650. I don't have a name. 650-270, you're on the air.
Oh, that would be me. It's Maria.
That would be you. Who is this?
Maria in San Francisco.
Hello, darling. How are you?
Thanks so much for taking so much time wherever you are in the whole world to come to something. That means a
thanks.
Lot.
You're welcome.
Awesome.
What can we help you with?
Okay. Real quick, I'm trying to figure out, is there something seriously wrong with me? I know I've called in with, like, health issues, digestive and mental health, and I'm having issues with, like, a bone area at the very, very base of my lowest part of the lower back, almost near, like, the digestive tract area.
Okay, and so I just want to go to why do you feel sick in a lot of places, okay? Sheets. Book. Give me a song, please.
Oh, goodness. The only one's coming to mind is the one that just someone just said, Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
Yeah, they'll take that. Okay.
Okay.
So, basically, you don't believe you can be healthy in this lifetime. Where does that come from? Your mom, as soon as I asked. Why did your mom give you that belief system? Did you watch her be sick? What happened?
Emotionally, probably. Yeah.
Okay. Well, guys, look, everything starts in our energy first. So if we're emotionally ill, energetically ill, our bodies are going to take on not feeling good. They will create an illness to express that to get our attention. So what emotionally do you need to clean up the most right now? I'm going to a play.
Fear.
Okay.
Fourth.
Yeah, it's the fear of, I just don't think it's possible to create myself. Which is why, of course, you're attracted to this work, because you want to put that down in this lifetime. There's nothing more distressful in our lives emotionally than thinking we have no control over our own lives. Would you agree with that?
Yes.
Okay. So, it's interesting. I was working with somebody around heart stuff, and they took me to the body book.
Mm-hmm.
And the phrase in the body book was that they are resisting and fearful of their own self-creation. Now, isn't that interesting that heart stuff would express that way energetically? But if we're in fear of our lack of self-creation, we're going to shut our heart down. We're going to fight against ourselves. We're going to say, I don't have the power. I'm afraid to have the power. I'm scared to death. I'm going to lose the power. Right? Shuts our heart down, shuts our chakras down, we stop our energy flow, and our body starts telling us, you better wake up here and address this energetically so that your body can heal itself. So I would start really joyfully and excitedly and happily working on claiming your right of self-creation. I am ready. Let's all come together, actually. They're saying, I am ready, willing, and able to joyfully accept my role as the self-creator that I am. My heart stays open. My chakras stay open. My heart aligns straight, strong, and through the ID point around knowing that I am the self-creation of me. And so it is. All right, start working with that and tell your body it can start coming back into balance now. You got it. Okay?
Okay. Thank you very much.
Yeah, just trust the information and start working on it, baby. Okay? Playing with it. They're correcting me. Play with it.
Play with it. Yeah.
All right. Oh, I'm sorry to cut you off. All right. Area code 972467, you're on.
Hi, Dee. This is Evelyn Dawson.
Hello, Evelyn. How are you, baby?
Well, I'm ask for what I want. So I'm calling to get some kind of connection and word about all the health and everything. I fell and fractured ribs and punctured a lung and got all
what
kinds
the hell
of stuff
did you do that for, Evelyn?
I don't know. Obviously, I wanted to fly. I flew off the stairway without the railing was down. And anyway, it's
okay, Evelyn. They
yep.
would like you to claim that
okay.
I really do want to get where I'm going.
Okay.
Can you claim that right now, please?
I really do want to get where I'm going.
Okay. I am getting where I'm going.
Getting where I'm going.
Okay.
I am.
And that's the focus you want to hold. And that's the focus we all want to hold around being the self-creators. I'm there.
Okay.
Okay. I have arrived being the self-creator that I am. There's just so many of us have so many small little parts, guys, that are scared to death that we don't have the right to be that and claim that. That's the biggest wall we're all up against right now. And they're also bringing up that increases with age. The older we get, the more we think we don't have creation over ourselves, especially our health. So I am the creation of my health. I am the creation of my vibrant, happy body. I am the creation of my sharp mind. Now, how do we create that? We create that by focusing on it, by feeling great about it, by loving our bodies instead of judging them, instead of looking for what's wrong with them, right? Because, guys, it's not natural for your body to be out of harmony. Don't buy the belief that it's a natural thing for a body to break down as it ages. That's a belief system that we have had shoved down us from the, you know, my grandmother was 88 years old. She lived in her house and she was totally healthy until 3 weeks before she left. Actually, both my grandmothers.
Well, that's great modeling.
My music teacher said, you know what? I'm going to teach this last lesson, and I think I'm done. And he told his wife, don't come into the room for 7 days. I'm leaving. I'm done. And he left on his own terms. But do you believe that you can choose to leave on your own terms? Or do we have to create accidents and health challenges and all that as a part of having permission to leave and start over again? Start looking at some of your belief systems around that.
Okay.
And really focus them back into the positive, okay?
Yes. Okay.
I joyfully am getting where I'm going, and I'm there. Okay?
Yes, yes.
All right, darling.
Thank you. Okay.
I know. Boy, they're hammering that today, guys. We're running through people, and they're hammering it with everybody. Area code 951-473. I'm trying to get you on here.
Hi, this
there
is
we
Arlene.
Go.
Hi. Hello, this is Arlene.
Hello, darling. How are you?
I'm very grateful to be here.
I'm grateful you're here too.
Thank you. Yep. Okay. Another sort of body issue. Some time ago, I had called in and I had reservations about getting dental implants, but the channel assured me I could just direct my energy, which I decided to do, that it would all be good. And, I have the metal parts in. I've had them in for quite some time, and everything's looking good. I have a question, though, now I'm noticing, my left gland, is somewhat tender. I guess I want some reassurance that that's not a result of the metal. Or do I need to be more emphatic in directing my energy?
So, guys, again, I have to state I am not a doctor. I'm only giving you my energetic reading here. You are your highest answer. So if you think you need to move on, then you need to move on and consult physical advice on this plane, because we do create other people to come forward and help us physically once we have made a clear decision. That's one way you take action. So your question is it because of the metal? Is the tenderness because of the metal? I get a no.
Good.
Do you clench your teeth at night? Because that's what they're showing me.
Oh, probably. I imagine I do, yeah.
Well, I would, and you can even get them at, some drugstores and stuff. If you can't have a dentist, that's the best way to, have them refitted to you. To sleep with a mouth guard?
Yeah, I've done that in the past, yeah. Can I move on to another little question?
Well, yes, I'm not sure you heard the last one, though. So don't discount what they're telling you. about the mouth guard and the clenching of the teeth.
Okay.
All right. Okay. So what's your next question?
You know, I was sitting here, I realized I could have asked these questions with the pendulum. But, well, it's not the same as your channel, I suppose. How does it work?
No, it's your channel.
It's my channel, so that's
well.
Like,
if you're working with a pendulum, you're working with your own channel, Arlene.
Okay, and that would be again from that I can expect the highest answer.
If you are trained to use it and you get yourself out of the way, because
right,
the most important thing working with a pendulum or cards or anything is to get the highest answer, not get the answer you want.
Right.
And that's the, you know, and then the highest understanding. So what was your last question, honey?
What was my question?
Yes, you said you had another question.
No, that was it, really. That was it.
I have a training video on the website. It's free if you want to look at it for using a pendulum.
Right. I did some time ago. I'll look again. Yeah, it was just, yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
And it takes some practice, guys. Take some practice, you know, really getting yourself out of the way and just being totally objective. All righty?
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thank
you
very much.
All right. Check out that mouth guard, babe. Okay. All right, Miss Catherine in New Jersey. You're on.
Hi, Dee. Thanks for taking my call.
You're
welcome.
How are
you today?
I'm great.
I'm doing well, too. Thank you.
Good.
So I've been creating some really good stuff lately.
Great.
I'm dropping weight. I'm wrapping myself around food addiction, all that kind of jazz. So it's
woohoo!
And yeah, it's a really big deal. At 60 and having to deal with it my entire life, absolutely. So
well, that's great.
And, yes, and now you know I've been manifesting. I want to grow my business in relation. I'm a chiropractor, but I want to grow in the energetic side of things more. And
okay.
So I have some speaking engagements coming up. And some ones with the Metaphysical Center, ones like at the library to try and introduce it.
Okay,
and I'm kind of freaking out.
Well, that's because you're going to your head. They're saying that's the biggest thing you need to address. Speak from your heart, Catherine. Speak passionately from your heart, and they will come through and they will help you. But if you go to your head, you shut down your channel.
Okay.
Do you understand?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So I can tell you from being an actor and a public speaker that your job is to say to yourself, what can I give? What can I give passionately to help change these people's lives or move them or inform them? What can I give? Most people go out to speak trying to watch what the reaction is about people toward them. And that's not giving, you see. That's not serving. So when you go out to really want to give, it's so easy. The second thing they want you to understand is that excitement and fear are just flip sides of the same coin. Any actor can tell you before you go on stage, you feel like you're going to throw up and pass out. The minute you get out there, you feel like you've walked into heaven.
Okay.
Right? So it's a perception and a choice of the kind of experience you want. But if you approach it from what can I give and really connect on a heart level with that audience, you're home free, Catherine. You're home free. I guarantee you.
Excellent.
Okay?
Thank you, Dee. Yes.
You bet.
Thank you.
All right. Boy, I love it. We're getting through so many people here. Jackie, in Florida. You're on. Hi,
hey,
baby.
Dee. Hey, first of all, awesome on NCIS.
Ah, thank you, darling. Thanks for watching.
Oh, my gosh, yes. Excellent, excellent. And then I just wondered, I am been working really hard on my health, and I just had a little bout with a sinus infection, and so immune system. So can you just hone in a little bit on what you think?
Well, yeah, they want to talk to everybody about the immune system because there's so many belief systems out there. I mean, let's just take, okay, it's flu season. I mean, for God's sake, they've even named it a season now?
Right.
Come on. And we hear it constantly.
Exactly.
And we hear, you know, oh, you know, be careful on a plane because, there's so many germs. Let me tell you, those germs are around us all the time.
Right.
You've got viruses in you all the time. If you keep your immune system strong, those viruses lie dormant and they never bother you. Okay? So
yep.
What makes our immune system strong? Love and joy and happiness. Love and joy and happiness. Less stress or no stress and love and joy and happiness. So you want to be healthier in the easiest, most inexpensive way possible, that's what you want to do.
Thank you very much.
Okay, hold on. There's one more thing. But give me a song.
Oh, I believe.
Yeah, okay, again, they're hammering us today. As you believe, it's delivered unto you. Do you believe that you can direct your body in happiness and joy and love to create health? Do you believe that you have power over that?
I do.
Okay, let's all say, I do. I accept the power. Okay, I can always choose to go into love and joy and happiness. And so it is. Thank you, baby cakes. All right. I want everybody to know that you can go to Far Out Foods. That's FOODZ.com. Far Out Foods. That's our beloved Stephen's site for his famous spices that are all natural. He's got a Christmas package put together. You can choose any of the four spices that you want to send for $25, free shipping. Let's support my lovely Stephen, who helps us do this show every single week, no matter where I'm at. Far Out Foods, FOODZ.com. It's a great Christmas present. I'm getting it for everybody in my family because I've used them all. They're phenomenal, guys. So on that note, let's say it together. I love me. I love me. And I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.